Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Have a quiet time with your God. First thing as you wake up, listen to Turning Point. Engage whatever faith prophetic action the Holy Spirit may lead us to take for the day. They may look simple, ordinary, childish, and sometimes even foolish. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 25 says, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Faith is doing what God's word says, even when it does not agree with common sense. After receiving Turning Point, also pray more on your own, in the spirit or in your understanding. God hears and understands them all. Welcome also to Sunday, January 5, 2025, the first Sunday in the year. It's not an ordinary day. Open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. Hold or raise up your 2025 aspiration or expectation list as I pray. I decree and declare again today, this is your year. It is the year for your next level. Whatever you seriously desire, which is God's purpose for your life, shall drop early this year. This year, it will happen. It will not only happen or come, it will happen early. This year, problems will give up on you. Now, I want us to pray this prayer together, wherever you are, either loudly or quietly, depending on what you are able to do there. You will mention what you desire that should come early for you this year, or for your son, your daughter, your spouse, your parents, your siblings, your business, your career, your calling, your ministry, your assignment, your platform, your network, your journey, your project, or your program. What do you desire God to let you have early this year through His power? Now, everyone start praying where you are, loudly or quietly. Begin to say, my conception, come early this year. My marriage, come early this year. My wedding, come early. My traveling out, happen early this year. My visa, be released early. My green card, my citizenship certificate. My new job, come early this year. My relocation abroad, happen early. My ministry, blossom early. My good health, spring forth early this year. My goods, be sold out early. My debtors, come early to pay. Application, where I put it, be approved early. My check, be signed early this year. Go on, mention your own. If they are not part of what I am mentioning by inspiration here, you know where the shoe pinches. You know what is mocking your faith and challenging you. You know what you are trusting God for. You know what you want God to do for you. Now, do it. For your children, for your husband, for your sibling, call on God on their behalf. It will happen. My delayed result, be released early this year. My seized goods, be released. Oh, my store and shop, be sold out this year. My office, be profitably busy all throughout this year and happen early. My project, be complete early this year. My strength, come back in full early. Yes, add early this year to your prayer. My lost spiritual gift, return early. Oh, sweet anointing of God on me, start operating on me early this year. Oh yes, early this year. My supernatural enlargement, happen early this year. My academic programs, gather speed. My admission to school of choice, my graduation, let my vehicle, oh yes, Lord, let me welcome my new baby early this year. Did you pray that prayer? Are you praying that prayer? Please pray it as I pray for you now. I prophesy, it shall be for you as you have prayed it. It shall be according to your faith. You will not have less. In fact, you will have more. In Jesus' name, say amen, I receive it. Yes, be expectant. Yes, those things will come. You will experience divine surprises this year. I have a witness in my spirit that many lives and situations has been divinely touched and turned around now. That was a battle prayer we prayed there. Put a battle seed behind it to back it up. Take your phone and start transmitting a battle seed of choice if you can. And if your faith hangs on to it, do it now or do it later. Sacrificial seed has a voice before the throne room of God. January 5 celebrants, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live long and fulfill your purpose. Happy birthday. Right, listeners, we conclude direct teachings to start the year today. From tomorrow, we shall go back to question and answers method. Insightful teachings applicable to life sent in by listeners and on their questions and situations. Send yours if you have any. Now we've been discussing keys that will make this new year more fulfilling for each of us. Call it our own responsibilities to achieve God's possibilities. No child of God should have a better last year. It should always be from glory to glory. That is how it will be for you. Oh, we have mentioned quite a few keys. We said number one, keep your eyes on the ball, which means do not allow any form of distractions this year. Number two, information gathering. Number three, time management. Have no time to waste this year. You have no idle moment. Number four, wise association. Don't allow unhelpful friends. Whoever is not going your direction that you allow, it will be a distraction. Number five, extra effort. Put extra effort in your assignment to achieve an extraordinary result. Number six, hearing from God. That was where we stopped. We said one instruction from God is far more superior than 1,000 suggestions from men. Let God speak to you. These are keys. They are factors that will enable God's good intention to be fulfilled in our life. Next is prayers. Please don't joke with prayer this year. If you desire good success, then be fervent in prayers. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Keep the fire on the altar burning. In the Old Testament, God told the priest that the fire must not go out on the altar. That is the fire of prayer. James 5:17 says, Elijah was a man just like us, yet he prayed and locked up the heavens from raining. If there is a man or a woman to pray, there is a God to answer. As I have said earlier on, you need a prayer altar of your own in your room. Next, faith action. To succeed or break through as a child of God this year, you will need to operate a high-level faith. Faith under fire. Faith that would not accept no for an answer. What is faith, by the way? Hebrews 11 verse 6 says it's a substance. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is doing what the word of God says, even when there is no physical evidence to show yet. Faith does not wait to see. Faith acts to see. James chapter 2 verse 18 says, show me your faith without action, and I will prove my faith to you with my action. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you need faith, God's kind of faith, to move on and to see your desire materialize this year. You will not fail. Let me add this one as we close. Giving and seed sowing. God gave us so that we can give out to others. God has put receiving into giving. No seed sowing, no harvest. No matter how much we pray and fast, without sowing seed, harvest will not come. Seed in form of tithing. 10% of our income belongs to God. Personal tithing and corporate tithing. Don't let it be difficult for you to give God his own portion in your income. After all, He made it happen for you. Giving in form of sowing all the seed we preach, we teach, and encourage here. Giving to feed the hungry and the poor that is still ongoing now. Also, giving to our parents, our siblings, and our family members. And then the less privileged people around us to be able to help them. Also, sowing seed up, which means sowing into God's servant's life. God's servants over your head, that you believe in their calling and in their anointing, is a way of blessing. I pray for the giving grace. I pray for the power of God to help us understand all these things and be committed to them. This year is your year. You will happen this year. I prophesy, may God give each of us the grace to operate all these keys and see the power of God in a wonderful way. Say amen. I receive it. Yes, receive it. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you bless people connected to you. Today is the first Sunday in the year. Don't stay back at home. Join a good church to know more of God and know more of His things. If you live in any of the cities where we have our worship centers, I invite you to join in this great family. In Lagos, we are Goshenland, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Living Spring Chapel. In Ibadan, Dominion City, Ibadan. After Kado Life Camp, after the fish market in Abuja. Oh, we are there in Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, even London, United Kingdom, around Thamesmead area. Join us. Telephone numbers to call for more information, for direction and the time of service. Dupe, SMS, or send a chat to Dupe on +234 806 478 8392. It will direct you. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the welfare seed we are sowing this time around, do so. Nothing you do for God is a waste. I speak to everyone's life. This month has already opened for you. It will deliver honey. All this prayer we daily pray shall become your testimonies, even beyond your expectation. God will do. It will be great for you this year. None of us will be buried. There shall be no mourning in anyone's house. The Lord bless the family of TPGF and all the listeners. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.